This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe. Time now for our Clip du Jour. Jones, ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the Clip du Jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It is the Clip of the Day. And, of course, everybody's excited about the Patriots' win last night, moving on to the divisional round, including reporters. Pretty excited. Especially
well,
those that get a chance to talk to Drake May, just like Hart and Fitz, you're going to talk to Drake May later on today. But last night, Dan Roach had a chance to ask Drake May about the game.
That's Vrabel on the defense. Drake May giving a lot of credit to those guys on the other side of the football as well.
Drake, take us through this night. Certainly was a battle for you. What did you learn from it? And how proud are you, Goo? And
man, it's glad we had
able to bounce back. Proud of this team.
Got away from Roachie a little bit there.
What happened? Listen, I've been there, right? You heard, I had two interviews today, probably went a little sideways at times. What was that? But can you play just not again next, sir?
Did he say Mac and Goo in the middle of that? What did he say?
Shout out Mac and Goo. Yeah.
What did he say?
And how proud are you, Goo? And man, it's not going to do that. Bounce back.
Maybe Goo was there, and he's like a shout-out to Goo while he's there.
Yeah.
He's like, sorry, I got distracted.
Yeah,
I didn't realize Goo was there.
Kind of a shot at Mac when you think about it.
I like you guys' review of Stranger Things.
You're going to get some angry tweets from the movie club.
Yeah, Mac and the movie club's going to come at
you. Oh, boy.
A little shout-out there from Roachie. That was nice.
That was nice of him. All right, so anyway. Once
Drake May's like, what?
Yeah, Drake May just like gave up on waiting for a question.
My name's Drake. He did jump in, and he didn't let him finish. He's like, I'll finish.
I'll take it from here.
Thanks.
Roachie. Good question there, guy. First question.
People are excited.
They were.
It's a big night. They haven't had a playoff game there in a long time.
All right, so that's the Clip du Jour. We have WEEI Afternoons on the way. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Big on flavor, big on comfort, and big on value. The 99 Restaurant, $14.99 big deal meals are now available every day, all day. So hurry in today or every day for their juicy chopped sirloin. You gotta love the nines. Drake May today, 4-ish.
Yeah.
Marcus Jones, 3:30.
3:30, Marcus Jones is like clockwork.
Okay.
I feel pretty good about that.
All right, good.
And then Drake shortly thereafter. Yeah, we'll break down the big win. I know some were like, it was kind of a slow game. Because it was. There wasn't a lot of scoring. But that was
win.
A fun win.
Yeah.
Like, there were enough plays from the offense, from the defense, from the kicker to have fun and enjoy that. And that's why I do give the crowd a little bit of a pass. A game like that is tough to be loud from start to finish, right? You know, it's I'm guessing the loudest point in that game was probably the Hunter Henry touchdown.
I mean, it seemed loud on TV. I was just surprised Diggs said it was quiet because it seemed loud to me. Yeah,
he's
I guess.
He comes from Buffalo. He knows Bill's Mafia is better than Patriot Nation.
He's
that's what I heard
there. It's going to be loud. It's going to be louder this weekend.
That's what you heard?
Yeah, I did kind of. Now, you got Garrett Bradbury, who was down there today, like, raving about the crowd. So, I guess it's all
Henry and Ellis.
Right,
they talked to him. They were raving about it.
Yeah. And it looked cool. The dark and the lights and the light show and then all the stuff they did.
Yeah.
Although I like how Drake's like, I don't know why they sent me out last. I'm kind of boring. Like, they should probably send Willie out. He'll do something cool. And he's right. Like, most of you, Ray Lewis goes out there and does the
squirrel or whatever the hell that was
called. You got Drake May just kind of jogging out because he's not going to do something
crazy.
Guys.
You
don't think Drake should do that?
No.
No, I don't think that's in his.
What about the Superman? He could do the Superman.
Yeah, maybe Diggs. Maybe bring Diggs out last.
I want to know what Drake thinks Will would do, although probably not the week.
No.
Let's put that away until you have a better performance, Will.
Keith got some pretty interesting stuff out of
Christian Ellis was saying
today.
That on the Friday forecast that Will does, he says there is not a line he won't cross, and he's very comfortable.
Oh, boy.
I said, does he do it naked? And he goes, I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah, or is it like racial humor or something?
Maybe.
Or like really
not a line he won't cross?
Hard-hitting stand-up routine?
I think it is. It's like a roast.
Yeah, maybe focus on blocking people. Collinsworth with hammering him.
Yeah,
he's like, we've seen this all year. He gets pushed back into the quarterback all the time. I was like,
but then in a bizarre twist, Collinsworth's own PFF graded him the highest rated player on offense.
Best player on offense.
Because there's few things less useful than PFF grades.
That's true. All right, we'll stay tuned. You got WEEI afternoons. You got him. Yeah, got Fitzy. You got Ball. Plus the quarterback of the Patriots, Drake May, 4 o'clock-ish. Marcus Jones, 3:30 on a Patriots Monday. Dial him up, 617-779-7937. We are back tomorrow with a Tier Tuesday, a Tom E. Tuesday, a Kiefer Madness for you, and we'll know the Patriots' next opponent. Is it the Texans? Is it the Steelers? We'll talk about it tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.